Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Dr. Gloria Cheva Porter, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Today, this is Sister Diane, and I will be the one doing the prayer today. And we all know we need prayer today. Father God, as we come before you this day, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise today, Lord. Father God, we come, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, for any sins, Lord Father God, that we may have committed, Lord Father God, against you right now, Lord Father. Father God, as we pray, Lord Father God, for the people that ask us, Lord Father God, to pray for them, Lord Father God, and even praying for this nation today, Lord Father, praying for everyone that's in the path of Hurricane Matthew today, Lord Father. Father God, you say for us to speak to the elements, Lord Father God. We speak into the elements right now, Lord Father. We speak into Matthew right now in the name of Jesus. And we say go out into the sea right now and dry up in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thanking you for your shield of protection, Lord Father God. Father God, for shielding your people, Lord Father God, keeping them in the ark of safety right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, for Tootie, who is in the hospital in Jacksonville, Lord Father. Father God, continue to touch her right now, Lord Father God. Touch her body right now. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying for Lanoia Etienne right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now that the test results comes back cancer-free right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, all those, Lord Father God, that has cancer, Lord Father God, has been diagnosed with cancer, Lord Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to dry up those cells right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praying for Karen Burns that has undergone an operation for cancer, Lord Father. We praying, Lord Father God, that the praise report be that she is cancer-free in the name of Jesus. Father God, we praying for Danielle right now, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to keep your arms of protection, Lord Father God, round about her, Lord Father God, round about her kids right now, Lord Father. Father God, speak peace to her mind right now, Lord Father God. Strengthen her right now, Lord Father. Let her know that she is loved, Father God, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, we praying for Stephen Jr., Lord Father. We praying for salvation and guidance in his life, Lord Father. Father God, that he seek you, Lord Father God, for we know that he needs you in his life. Father God, we praying for Tasha's dad, Lord Father. Father God, you know his situation. Father God, touch him, Lord Father God. Father God, if he don't know you, Lord Father God, place someone in his life, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, give him, Lord Father God, peace, Lord. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for Troy being home, Lord Father God, after his surgery. Father, we thanking you right now for continually touching his body right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, how you move for John Bimbo. Father God, with his kidney, Lord Father, you just letting us know, Lord Father God, that you do, Lord Father God, answer prayers, Lord Father. We praying for Jamia and Jalia right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. Father God, touch their minds and touch their hearts, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying for salvation, Lord Father God, for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord Father God, for the body of Christ right now, Lord Father. Father God, your leaders right now, Lord Father God, touch them and strengthen them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, help them, Lord Father God, to stand, Lord Father God, upon your word, Lord Father. Father God, decrease them, Lord Father God, as you continue, Lord Father God, to increase in them right now, Lord Father. Touch their congregation right now, Lord Father. Father God, build the leaders up, Lord Father God, like never before, Lord Father. Father God, many of them, Lord Father God, are falling away, Lord Father God, giving up, Lord Father God. Father God, turn in the other direction, Lord Father. Father God, you're a true man and woman of God right now, Lord Father. We hold them to you right now, Lord Father. Father God, those that are not standing down, Lord Father God, but Father God will stand for your word, Lord Father God, and believe upon your word today, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying for this nation right now, Lord Father. Father God, pray like never before. We asking the people, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father. And Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, even, Lord Father God, for this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, for many can't make it to church, Lord Father. But Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for allowing us, Lord Father God, to use this broadcast, Lord Father God, to touch souls, Lord Father God, near and far, Lord Father God. And Father God, for this we say thank you, Lord Father, and we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get your prayer in, get your prayer requests in. Call 347-857-3925. We're waiting to hear from you. And, of course, we want to hear that praise report, too. What God has done for you. What you're expecting God to do for you. Oh, if you really believe that he's going to do it. Just come on and call us and tell us, 347-857-3925. And listen. I know he's done bless you. I know God done did wonderful, marvelous things for you. So we're waiting for you, just for you. Now let me give you a little word. Waiting for you now. We are waiting to hear from you. I'm going to give you a little word for today, okay? All right. An optimist is a man who undertakes a seemingly impossible task in a spirit of immeasurable enthusiasm, unbounded determination, unbelievable excitement, industrial, confident, uncompromising, thoroughness, indefeatable, persistent, with understandable success. Once you go through this, you got understandable success, right? I'm not reading that no more. Praise God. Amen. So govern yourselves accordingly. I kind of picked a long one this time. But anyway, you got the message. And I'm still waiting for you to call at 347-857-3925. We just love to wait to hear from you, you and you. Why are you so shy? You're so shy at calling in and talking to somebody, telling us, you know, what the Lord is saying to you, huh? Just what is he saying to you? Why don't you share it with us? And everybody else that is listening. Nobody's going to judge you. They're just going to rejoice with you and pray with you. If you so would have us to pray with you, we will do that, okay? Just call and give us a prayer request of somebody that's ailing in your family or somebody that's ailing around you. You know, we will pray for them, okay? Yes. Well, don't be afraid. All you. Now, you know, when you get in church and somebody open up testimony, then you want to get up and preach a whole message. But you can't get on this here line and call and tell the goodness of the Lord and what God has done when you have the opportunity. Now, something wrong with that picture, isn't it? I tell you, it's a little out of focus. That picture's out of focus, you know. So call 347-857-3925. We want to give you a chance to, you know, go ahead on and let go and let God have his way. Yes, yes, yes. We just waiting for you. Yes, you. You and you. All right. Now, listen, if you don't want to talk, I'll talk. You know that, won't you? That's why this program is called Time to Talk About It, because we will talk about it. Yes, we will. Oh, praise God. You know, I'm so glad God doing great things, you know, in our lives, you know, and you know, the enemy always think he's trying to pull us down and put us down. And if you listen to that, devil, let me tell you, you'll never do anything, you know. You won't even have faith in God if you listen to the devil, because that's all he's trying to do is take your faith, shake it, and shake it out of you completely, that you won't have confidence. You know, not the devil going to do so-and-so. You'll start having faith in the devil. Uh-huh, and you know that ain't right. You know God don't want that. He ain't accepting none of that. He not accepting you having no idols before him, you know. Uh-huh, you know that. Come on now. You know you've been in this world long enough to know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Nobody ain't really got to tell you. Praise God. But, you know, nevertheless, let's talk about it, see. We go through a lot of things, right? And, we got, think about this here. I came across this a little while ago. I was thinking about it, that when there's walls going on, you know, when there's walls going on and things happening. Remember in the Westerns, like the Indians and the cowboys or the people in the town, the army or somebody, they be signing a peace treaty, right? We need a peace treaty, don't you? You need a peace treaty? Mm-hmm. That's what you would love, a peace treaty. So let's talk about that today. And now, you know, the nations, you know, you hear of somebody going over there, Secretary of State or whoever, go and try to, you know, make peace. You try to make peace. You try to make peace with your enemy. Isn't that right? Is that right? So when you decide to end a conflict, they sign a peace treaty, right? All the leaders, the heads, sign a peace treaty. Now, that peace treaty, what? It allows for restoration of peaceful relations between them. Now, you want a peaceful relationship between you and the devil? Well, it ain't going to happen, okay? You can sign all the treaties you want. He going to stir it up more. He going to tell you all the reasons why, because you know you always have one. You got one person. And I used to tell people all the time, I say, every church got a Judas. They got a Judas somewhere wandering around in it. He may be undercover, but he's still a Judas. Or she is still a Judas. You hear what I'm saying? And anytime you try to sign a peace treaty, you decide to make peace with your enemy, he's going to stir something up in the pot. And he's going to put poison in the pot. You know that, right? Every time he's going to put something in there, and he's going to come and tell you all the reasons why you cannot, you know, have a peace treaty. You can't have a peace treaty. You see? And he always doing something. See, even that little simple thing, just because I'm trying to tell you the truth, that he on tell the truth on him. Because he's always meddling in your affairs. And you say, oh, I got it covered. I got it all going. Every time you think you got it covered, here he comes with something else. Now, if you want to tell the truth, shame the devil right now. Tell the truth on him that, you know, here you come, devil, with something else. By the time this gets off, we get this little peaceful thing going on, here you come with something else, right? Now, let me tell you. Christ's death did what? And don't forget his resurrection, most important. Defeated Satan. He defeated defeated, Satan. Do you hear me? There is a defeat, all right? And you can conquer that enemy. See, you in a personal war. Don't you know that? You want to blame everybody, want to blame everybody else for whatever is happening to them. And you know, this is this person, this why this happening and all that. True, they might have been used by the devil, okay? But it's still your personal war. And who has to solve that problem? Who has to solve it? You have to lean on Christ, who is the victor here. Now, he is ascended up on high. He led captivity captive. And he went back to heaven as a conqueror. And when he went back as a conqueror, that means he left something here for you, because he gave you power over all the power of the enemy, he said, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. But how come it's hurting you? Why are you complaining about it? Why come you offended? Why come you all of a sudden you want to leave your church and go to somebody else's church? That same devil is right there because he following you. He with you. That's your personal war. And when you leave one church and go to the other, you take him with you. I'm so glad about that. You don't leave him to your church, to the church you left, because if you leave my church, take your devil with you. See what I'm saying? And this is what happened. And we still the same person with the same emotions going on. You get it? This is what's happening. So that's your own personal war. You and Satan have a thing going on. And someone is here trying to help you get delivered from that, to help you overcome whatever is going on in your life. You don't like that because you want to stay like you are. You want to be the liar you've always been. You procrastinate on everything. You're always getting antagonizing people with your attitudes. Yeah, see, all these things is going on in you because you are dealing with a war within itself. And that's within you. All right? Now, you know the Bible said there in John 10:10 that he came to steal, kill, and destroy, did he not? That's what he came to do. That's what he do well, and he continually does it. You know, as soon as you get out of one, here he comes, and he said, well, I'm going to get them next time because they a little tired. You know, they tired of fighting. They tired of something going on, and they see, and you know how the devil talk to you. Well, I see that the devil got more power than God. That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit. You know that's a lie from the pit. He cannot have more power than God, because God is the one made him, created him. He created him to do what he do, you see. And so, therefore, if he created him to do what he do, he can't have more power than God. So don't let him keep lying to you. You see, you want to keep believing that lie. So that war will continue in you. You get the picture. Come on now. It's continue. Now, you don't want to admit it. No, I'm fine. Hi, how you do? I'm fine. Now, he always, the Bible says he as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He's always telling you lies. He always making noise, He always rattling your coop. Every time you look, he's shaking up something in your life. And you feel still now, you think, oh, he got so much power. I can't hardly take it. No, you can't. You can't hardly take it because when you let your guard down, you don't have any strength. He has stolen your strength now, and you don't got nothing to fight with. You don't have another weapon to fight with. See, now God gave you everything that you need to fight with. When you go in Ephesians, he told you to put on the whole armor of God. And he began to describe those pieces of armor that you needed. And yet you have taken off your armor. You have began to be uncovered. So when you are uncovered, the enemy will come in in, and he will come up and place all kind of contaminated things in you and causes you to fail and fall and disbelief and cause you to curse God and get mad with God and his people. And you just allow the devil too much leeway in your life, huh? Because you did not understand that you're in a war, and this war is within you. Did you get the picture here? You. It ain't in that person across the way that the devil used. You don't have to allow that devil to have no leeway in your life. They can talk from now to Jesus come, and it don't affect you anyway because you're standing on the promise. The promise of God. Do you see what I'm saying? And when you're standing on the promise of God, he can't do nothing with you but go somewhere and sit down or mess with somebody else. You see? Now, you can win your walk. You can win it. God has given you everything that you need to triumph daily. Hear what I say, daily, because this is a daily walk, because every day is something brand new coming forth. With the devil, he don't never give up. He keep coming and coming and coming and coming, trying to make you give up. But you know, you just tempted the devil is a liar, shall not give up. I will not give up. Huh? I am winning the war because he told me I'm more than a conqueror. And if I'm more than a conqueror, the battle is his, not mine. I don't have to worry about it because it's already won. Can you get to that today? Will you get to, let's say that, will you get to that today? Let me tell you now, it's a spiritual battle. We feel like we fighting a natural battle like the Navy, Army, or the Marines or somebody. But you in a spiritual battle, and you can only win if you do what? Employ the strategies that God has given you to use. And then you got victory. Did you see what I'm saying? Then you got victory. And when you look around, hey, they gone. But you got to do this here. When you look at this thing, look at this way. Be self-controlled and alert. That's what you got to be. Let me see. Let me tell you what 1 Peter 5 and 8 said. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking to see who he can bring down. Is it you? Are you going to allow him to bring you down? Are you? Come on now, think about it. You got to be alert. See what he say? Be self-controlled and alert. And alert. See, don't just be keeping self-control. You got to be alert, Listen what he said. Now, let me see what the 1 Peter 4 and 13 say, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. With exceeding joy. So be self-controlled and alert. Instead of allowing him control, the devil control over you, over everything that you have and what you want to do for God and everything. What does self-control really imply? You got to stay in charge of your emotions, your thoughts, your words that you speak, the decisions you make, and of course the actions that you take. And let me tell you, it requires a lot of responsibility for your own life, for your own self. You don't allow people that responsibility to give it to other people, but you. You. Circumstances of devil will take the steering wheel from you and guide your life where? In the hell. Guide you right on in the hell, won't it? son. Why? Because you have not taken control of your life. If he say, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, nothing by any means shall hurt you, he means what he say. You have the power to speak the words of life or death into you, yourself and your family. Now, we're going to stick right now to yourself, because this is a personal fight you have right now between you and the devil. He gets in your mind and he want to control your thoughts and tell you. So why you think these pornography people and all of these things, people, it's in their mind and their thoughts. The devil is controlling their thoughts. So therefore, as he controls their thoughts, what happened? Then he has to put it into action. I got to do this thing. It's like it's all important that I do this. I commit this particular sin. I commit this atrocity. I commit these things. He gonna do these things because this is what's been running around in their thought life. Is something like that running around in your life, huh? You gonna hate somebody so much you can't stand Sister Betty, you can't stand Uncle Joe or whoever it is. You can't stand people, huh? Then what are you being, how you going to say you saved if you can't stand people? You got to stand people, because those are the people you got to deal with. Unsaved people, unsaved loved ones, people that act contrary to the word of God. Are you going to let your emotions get the best of you, whereby you won't help that other person? You think everything revolves around you. Life revolves around me, and it's all about me, nobody else. Well, honey, you going to hell, and you going there all cramped up. That's what you do, 'cause you got it all wrong. God has made you victorious over everything that you can imagine in your life. He's given you dominion and power over it, huh? You can do what? Restore yourself. You see, then how you restore yourself? By repenting. Repent of your sins and your thought life. Listen now, repent of your thought life, because you can think some wicked stuff. Amen. And then when you start thinking some wicked words come out your mouth.
Come on now.
And you know the most sarcastic words. You think sarcasm is cute. It is not cute. It's sin, because you are allowing the enemy to try to make you hurt somebody else with your words. But, honey, let me tell you one thing. If you send a word, you can get a word, because somebody else could be just as worse as you. So keep those little sarcasms to yourself, because you ain't doing nothing but sinning, and you need to repent. See how the enemy is on the inside there. He's working in you in your thought life. Huh? You have given him space. You rented him space up there in your thoughts. And the decisions you make to dislike people. See, who made that decision to dislike somebody? You made it. See how the war is still going on? Huh? The war is for your soul. Huh? The enemy is wanting you to go to hell with him. And seem like you giving him a first-rate ticket, because he's riding on your train. You gave it to him. You made the decision. Do you get the picture? I didn't make the decision. I can't help if you don't like me. I ain't did nothing to you yet. But pray for you. I'm going to pray that God knock you down, save your soul. Because he has to bring you down to get you up. Because you don't see that he don't want you to have a hard time like you have it. You don't have to have the hardest time you have. I found that out a long time ago. You can make your own self miserable. That's all you do. When you start, well, you know, I'm not going to do nothing they say. Who you hurting? You hurting yourself. And the other person said, look, poor thing, start having pity for you because you're pitiful. Huh? Because you can't see the light of love. Love does not illuminate in you, because if you can be agnostic, sarcastic, and so forth, and trying to hurt someone all the time, and you know you got some people go around to churches trying to hurt churches, hurt the people in the churches, because that ain't nothing but the devil in them trying to break up the ministry that God has placed out there. Honey, I feel sorry for you, because when God finished with you, Lord, have mercy. Why would you want to try to break up a ministry? Go get your own. And then let you see when somebody do the same thing to you. Huh? Well, I wouldn't go to that church if I were you. Well, you going. Why you going to tell them not to go? You don't even make sense. You see? You say, what are you doing? I feel evangelistic. Yes.
Right ahead,
huh? I feel evangelistic because there's a war going on. And inside of you, there's a war going on, and it's a continued war. It's not no war that, you know, it's a holy war. This is the holy time, so we're going to rest. The devil don't rest. He ain't have no holy war. Huh? He just downright war, because that's what he came to do. He is a warring person. He is a warring angel, a warring spirit that's always trying to tear you down in every way he can and bring you down to his level. I wouldn't go that level if I was you. I would get up right now and repent and ask the people that I have come against and been crazy against and everything to forgive me. Because let me tell you, hell will be your home. You got to get rid of all this. See, all this stuff you've been hiding around in you. People walk around with all these things in there, all these different kind of issues going on, the emotions, the issues and emotions working together. Because what do they do? They push you out into making these ungodly decisions and then start doing these crazy things, you know, off the chart things you start doing and everything. You need to be in church every day and night. People tell me, well, that's too much church. I don't have to go today. I got too much else to do. What you got to do? Nothing but go to hell. Because by your staying home, you get more and more into trouble. You listen to the devil. You listen to ungodly people telling you stuff about godly people, God's people, and you know better. Now, who I'm talking to, I don't know. But somebody doing it. I know a few people that do it. See? You always listen to the wrong voice. And then when you want to do something, you say, the Lord told me. Which Lord told you? Your Lord or the Lord God Almighty? Which one talked to you? Do you know the difference? Huh? See, that war keeps you confused. Did you get the picture here? The war inside keeps you confused because you're twixt between two minds. One say do this, one say do that. And somebody else over there say, well, if I was you, I wouldn't do this or that. So you go along with them and make that decision. And then you have to pay the price for making that decision, and now you're mad with the whole world. Pastors, preachers, teachers, and everybody else, people that was in your corner, all of a sudden you did what? You pushed them away from you, and because you want to go your own way. My, my, my. Look at the web that we weave. Huh? When we first try to deceive. Look at it. Look at it now, what you do. Do you have self-control here? Or it's all about me? You know, you ever seen the people, everything got to revolve around me. I got to have all the attention. I got to have all the yes, yes, you can do this. Yes, yes, you can do that. You'd be dead wrong most of the time. I didn't say all the time now. I say most of the time. Huh? When you gonna realize the that God got a lot of people that can do a lot of things, and if you don't want to do it, God will put somebody else in that place to do it. Huh? Did you see that? Listen here. Woo! Devil got you, got the steering wheel now. He's driving for you. You done let him drive. You took him in the car and you put him in there and you would give him a ride. But what he did, he took over the steering wheel. Now he's driving. You don't know which way you're going. Might be up a tree after a while. Now God lets you do what? He gave you power of attorney. He gave you that so that you can gain control. Huh? You can be alert. That means your conscious, you know, being conscious of your weaknesses and Satan's ploy. Now, you can't afford to be messing around. You know what I'm saying? Not this day and time. Listen here. Now, you're on alert now that a tornado, hurricane is on its way. You don't know whether it's going to hit or not. You see what I'm saying? So now, you ain't got time to be messing around here like you've been doing, playing and slow-poking around and getting crazy and upset and emotional with these bad thoughts and everything. You need to start repenting right now because you don't know if it's coming by your house. We seen a tornado, Andrew, or one of them, whoever it was down there in Miami. It was the oddest thing. It went down one street, tore up the entire street, and it went to another street and left one street alone. And after it finished with that street, I guess it came back, thought about, hey, I missed that one, and went back and got the other street that it missed. These hurricanes got a mind of its own. Did you hear what I'm saying? And it moves on wherever God has already commanded for it to go. Huh? And who be at the helm to destroy stuff? Nothing but the devil. Huh? He want to destroy you and everything you got because he want company in hell. See, he don't like to be alone. He want company. See, and he going to have plenty of company because so many are turning to him. They're going being Satanists, being witches, all these things. Don't even make sense. Huh? Are you trying to be all that? They, the devil, they. Soon as somebody come along with power of God, he's destroyed. Right on out of your life. Gone. No more devil. And from then on, you think God thoughts. Huh? Think God thoughts. Walk with God. Huh? And go to the beautiful gate. Enter in with praise and thanksgiving. See? This is what you do. And keep doing it. Always sing a song of God, of praises, of merriness, or something. Sing a good song. Just sing you a song. Now, listen here. You can sing songs till Jesus come. If you ain't repented, it ain't going to get nothing happening here. See? You haven't gotten rid of that wall that was started. Huh? The enemy started it up in you, so therefore, and you haven't gotten rid of it. And it's time for you to get rid of that wall. You hear what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Because the devil, he going to steer you wrong. I'm going to tell you, he ain't going to steer you right. So don't even think that he will. See, get your airplane off of autopilot. You don't want to do nothing. You want to just sit back in the ease in Zion. You want everybody to wait on you and all of this stuff. Do something for yourself. Be independent on that way. Don't be independent of what God has told you to do, but you want to be independent. Get under his head, hey, I just want to do what God say do. That's all I want to do. Can't you say that? Stop trying to always flow with the look like the popular people. You want to go where the popularity is, where people will say, oh, you're such a good this and such a good that, and oh, you can certainly do this and certainly do that. Let me tell you one thing. Them people can lie to you. They'll tell you in front of your face to get your money and whatever else they need from you, and then turn around after then go to somebody else and talk bad about you, say they think they something, and you go for it. See, the devil just got in there again. See, I told you, there's always something going on. And what's so bad about it is you're going to hear about it. Somebody going to tell you what somebody else said all the time. So mind what you say. I say, don't say nothing that you can't say into their face, in front of their face, that you can't back up. See what I'm saying? You'll get it after a while. So go with the flow. You go with Jesus' flow. Stop going with all these other flows, because there's a lot of flows out there that ain't Jesus. Things is rolling right along, and it ain't got nothing to do with the Lord. And you go right along with it, teaching your children to do the same. That's what, girl, ooh, Lord, that makes my heart hurt. When I see people teaching their children how to hate, how to just dislike people and start talking about how bad they are. Oh, my God. And then you wonder what happened to these children. Why are they so ungodly and disrespectful? When you teach them to be disrespectful, they are disrespectful because you taught them that. You can't be respectful, and they can't either. Won't be respectful to their elders nor to the leaders. And I said it once and I say it again. All truth is parallel. In the natural world, the world has taught people, nations, trying to teach everybody how to disrespect the president of the United States. And you come right along in the church and you do the same thing. Teach the people of the congregation how to disrespect the pastors, apostles, prophets, or whatever, how to be disrespectful. Because all truth is parallel. It's where it is. You can't see the signs of the judgment on every corner, everywhere you turn, every house of God. You see the signs of judgment, people acting up, acting unseemly. Every time you look, somebody's angry, somebody's mad. Mad because of what color you are. Mad because you talk to somebody else. Mad about because you live certain place. Mad because you got this kind of car or that kind of car. These friends is yours and they're not theirs. You can't make people do what they don't want to do. I don't try no more. I tried and tried to show them love and give them love, but they turned their back on me. And you know what I say? Goodbye, Charlie. I'm through. I leave you to God. Let God handle you. I'll just be over here. I ain't going to hate you. I'm just, hey, ain't nothing I can do for you because you have rejected me. And God said, when you reject me, you reject him. So I ain't got nothing else to do with it. It's in his hands. That's your problem now. You chose that way. That's the emotion you chose to walk in. See? Emotion of disrespect or regard for your leadership, for who God placed over you. I can do it better. I know more than they. Do you really? You don't know enough to not to be that way, so you don't know more than they do, do you? Amen, hallelujah, and glory be to God. Isn't that all right? You know that's the truth. Satan got well-planned strategy for you. That's why you doing what he tell you to do. God got plans for you, but you don't want to follow his plans. That's the difference. And his plans ain't going to keep you stressed out. His plans ain't going to keep you your head about to bust open because you, what, stressed out because you hate so bad. You know that give you a headache hating people, carrying around that baggage. Didn't you know that? Didn't anybody tell you? Huh? Now, you may not like this kind of preaching. It's okay, but you'll be all right. If you listen to it long enough, you'll be fine. It's going to get you one way or another. You're going to repent, or you just going to go ahead on and go on to hell. I told you, ain't no sense in going cramped up. Just stretch on out and go. You know, stretch all the way out. Because that's what you're planning. Huh? You want to go along with the devil's program. That's what you want to do. And let me tell you, we're going to be talking about some more this year. Because you can win this war that's over your own spirit. You can win it because God has given you the instruments to do it. He's given you the know-how to do it. He's given you the lips to do it. You can speak to yourself, but you got to speak to yourself first to do what? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. This is the first thing, but if you go in with him and you allow him space in your house and in your being, then you can speak all you want. He ain't going nowhere. Ah, do you get the picture? Huh? Now it's time to let him go, let him go, let him go. See, this is the day for you to let him go. This is your victory day. This is the day, let's just say, this month's going to be victory month, and I'm going to be victorious in everything that I do, everything that I say. I'm changing things in my life because I have been, you know, not very alert, and I have not admitted to self-control in my life. I'm out of control. Talk to yourself now. Tell yourself the truth. See? Say, now the devil is winning in my life, and I got this. Just tell him what we say before. Enough is enough, devil. I ain't taking no more. Sing that song. What I think it was Elvis used to say: "Release me and let me go." I think it was Elvis that sang that song. Release me and let me go. You need to start talking to the devil right now. Let him know you ain't taking no more of his stuff. Come on now. You got enough of it. Huh? You signing a peace treaty with God right now. Peace over my life. Peace over my emotions. Lord, I want to always make the right decision, the right choice. This is what I want to do. And I want to do what? Do what you say do. Actions in the Lord. That's where I want my actions to be. Not with a cross over there. I done checked it out with a cross, say no. I got it in the column, say yes. Yeah. We have the right relationships between me and God now. Come on now. Peaceful relationship between us. Talk to him now. Come on now. Come on out of that stuff. I'm so tired of that stuff. You know, everywhere you turn, everybody got the same old story. It's about me. Huh? And my church. It ain't about your church. It's about God. What about God in the church, huh? It's his church. Why can't he do what he want to do? Come on now. We won't let God do what he want to. We want to do it, then go. We want to, how you say, profile. Everybody want to profile. I'm somebody. Recognize me as somebody, huh? I think God recognize you more if you ain't nobody. He only want to see faith, and he want to see humbleness. And faith and love, huh? Not all this here glamour, glitz and glamour. We got more people think about glitz and glamour than they do about Jesus. Well, a lot of people have told me, well, you ain't got many people, so you ain't of God. I said, who told you that? You know, did God speak to you? That's all you got to ask him. Did God tell you that? Huh? Then we can say you ain't got God either. Because you got a whole line of people. And ain't nobody got the Holy Ghost up in there. So now, if you want to judge things, you see what I'm saying. But why judge that? Huh? Let's just look at it this way. You got what God called you to have, then good for you. If you got 10,000 people, good for you. Hallelujah for you. If you ain't got but 5 or 10, get them into heaven. Tell them, teach them the right thing. That's what you do. Teach them the right way to go. Teach them standards of God. The thing is, we stopped teaching the standards. This is what has happened to the church now. You stop teaching standards. You don't hold them up, and they neither do you. Ain't teach, you can't teach the people because you ain't doing it yourself. You out there hoeing around, and you got a whole bunch of church that's doing the same thing. Well, God is all right if I'm the pastor and I'm gay. Then you got a whole church full of gay people. See, then you got a whole church full of people going to hell. Because that's what you believe and you walk in it. Hey, listen, I can't stop you from doing that. That's your choice. You made that choice, not me. I'm just talking about it. Huh? Because that's your choice. And these are what you are saying. These are your thoughts that I'm all right. They are all right. I'm not messing with they stuff that they want to do. You say they stuff that they want to do, not they sin. Now, it's supposed to be wrong to call it sin. Now, I guess we all going to be in jail, ain't we? Because we don't still call it sin. What else can you call it? Huh? What can you call it? You cannot make it pretty. Okay? It ain't pretty. You see what I'm saying? You got that wall going on inside because this is what you wanted. You in love with another woman. You in love with another man. It's all right to be loving them, not in love with them, you know, in that personal way. So, to see, that's why that personal wall is going on, because you in the love of a personal way with the wrong person. Okay, so see, the wall is continuing, how Satan keeps you all messed up, screwed up here and everything. He got you tied up in knots, and you don't even know it, huh? Because you feel like the world is doing it. They get the law does it. That's legalism. I drag my words sometimes. You see, we want to go off into that, and then that's what we're gonna be judged by. See, because that's what you want to do. Ah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know, you know, I'm just so happy here. Glory to God. Are we going to be continue on tomorrow talking about this personal wall of yours? Huh? We going to deal with that. Huh? Because it's something that we need to think about. You can win the war. Uh-huh. You can win it if you want to. But you're going to have to put off that old man you got and put on the new man. That's what you're going to have to do. So let's start for now. All right. Somebody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter. My advice to you is when you hang up or you disconnect from this broadcast, to go back to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to this broadcast again. I'm going to say listen to it again, because you know what? It is the truth. How we allow the enemy to use us. I tell you, you open that door, you let him in, and he's going to take control, because you say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I tell you, where is your high place? Your high place right now is your mind. That's the highest place that you can go. So you know what? Listen to the broadcast again. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. If you have a question about this broadcast today, you need prayer, call in from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. while we're on this broadcast. Call in. Listen, it's just a phone call. You can also send your prayer request to c7glo@aol.com. Send your prayer request, praise report, and let us know. Also, we are collecting donations for our Thanksgiving drive. We do help a couple elementary schools during that time for the kids that are in need. Please show some love in your heart and help someone else to have a happy Thanksgiving and also Christmas. You can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. Remember, no donations is too small or too big. You can also drop your canned goods off at church. We will be there at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And on Tuesday night when we have Bible talk, you can also stop in and you can just stay and just enjoy Bible talk on Tuesday at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 1 p.m. You can come in, feel the love, get the word, and meet the apostle in person. And that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. It's right across from the Sorrento Library. And I tell you, just come in and be blessed with the word. You may need healing, deliverance. Come on in. Come on in. You are always welcome. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear and see you on the broadcast tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way. happened
when I let go.
I let go when
I
let God
let him
have.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God.